C.S. Lewis.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Now, you may have just heard, and you will hear more, this was out of the GatewayPundit.com, that General Mark Milley hid new codes from Trump. He held secret calls with Chinese defense officials, then surrendered to the Taliban and armed them with $80 billion worth of U.S. weapons. According to Jim Hoft, this guy's great, I like him, he said that there was a book, Pearl, written by Bob Woodward, that General Mark Milley, the Joint Chiefs Chairman, told China in a secret phone call that he would give advance warning if the United States was ever going to attack. In a pair of secret phone calls, October 20th and January 8th, I think this is 2021, General Mark A. Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, assured his Chinese counterpart, General Li Xiaocheng of the PLA, that the United States would not strike. According to a new book written by Washington Post associate editor Bob Woodward and a national political editor Robert Costa. But this must be fake news. No, this is the true news. This is the truth news. On January 8, 2021, the same day Milley reportedly spoke to China in a secret phone call, CNN ran a story claiming Pelosi had gotten assurances from Milley there are safeguards in place in the event President Trump wants to launch a nuclear weapon. According to Fox News, 15 people were present when Milley called China on a teleconference in October 2020, which was coordinated with then Defense Secretary Mark Esper's office, who Trump would eventually fire. This is really interesting that now we see some of the agencies of continuity of government working against any president, but especially against Donald Trump at that time. Milley released a statement through a spokesman that confirmed that reporting in the book Pearl by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa that stated Milley had two conversations with his counterpart in the Chinese military that undermined President Trump. Through all of Trump's administration, undermining him in every single objective that he had, that was the game. Christopher Milley, Trump's acting Secretary of Defense from the 2020 election through Inauguration Day, called Milley's phone calls an unprecedented act of insubordination. He spoke this in a statement to Fox News. Then Robert Costa reported that Milley told Speaker Pelosi that he agreed that Trump was crazy, and he reassured the Speaker that the nuclear codes were safe. In the final coup against Trump involving the Department of Justice, or this was the final, I mean, the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the senior executive service, every single agency in this country began the coup even before he became president. They began the coup when they realized he was going to run. This is when they all, in unison, they began to undermine the president, the coming president, and then the president when he was in office, and to undermine him to this very day. The U.S. military, Pelosi, the Democrats, all of them were included. An extraordinary moment in American history. A Speaker of the House asked the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs if the nuclear codes are safe because she fears the President is crazy and liable to make a deadly decision to stay in power. Now, let's do some reverse psychology here. Who is crazy? Who is able to make deadly decisions for the American people? Who is able to make deadly decisions? Nancy Pelosi. What about Milley? What about the other individuals in the last 40 years that have made these deadly decisions? The people that are crazy. The Clintons, Bill and Hillary. The Ceausescus of America. Remember Mr. and Mrs. Ceausescu, I think it was of Romania, who eventually were taken out and executed for their crimes against the Romanian people. I think it was Romania. Well, what about in America? You have the same kind of individuals. Then you have families such as the Bushes, George Sr., Jr., Jeb, the father, which is not truly the father. George Bush Sr. is not a Bush, he's a Scherf. His last name is Scherf. So anyhow, treason. But the truth, Christ said, will come out, and it's coming out.
The Center for Medicare and Medicaid is cracking down on call centers due to a 150% increase in complaints they had last year due to pitchmen like Joe Namath, Captain Kirk, and Jimmy J.J. Walker. These guys will not be your advocates if you change your plan with them. Please call me first, 970-515-6882. I do not offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to those plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Optimistic about the way that things are going.
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down.
Well, I'm proud of my business. That is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling.
So, Mark Milley. Mark Milley, that traitor. Now, you know, Pelosi calling Trump crazy. You know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 5, verse 20, Isaiah said, "Woe to them that call evil good and good evil, and that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to these people that turn the truth around. Woe to those who are crazy that call people crazy." You know, what has happened in this country is the people that are really the ones in the highest positions and powerful positions of government, you go back to 200 years ago, these people, even less than that, in fact, even presently, the people of the world look at the people in Washington, D.C., the presidents, these a Speaker of the House, these individuals, and the people of the world that have any reasoning at all, they know America is being run by individuals that you would have to call insane. You would have to call mad. You can't call them logical. You can say they're intelligent, evilly intelligent. I'll give you an example of craziness. There's this German defense minister, Christine Lambrecht, and she's being scolded because she said that this deadly conflict in the Ukraine is an exciting professional experience. Now, is that insane, or would that be considered normal? Well, in modern, like Isaiah said, these people call good evil and evil good. She's saying that this conflict is an exciting professional experience. She must be a Nazi. She must be one of the old Third Reich's. She's truly just like the Nazis, the SS in World War II. I read an article one day where some guy ends up killing, I'll say 88 individuals, and he said he could have continued doing it. He enjoyed it so much. So, is this normal, or is this AB normal? Now, another thing too is, you know, Russia, and you're not being told this in the American press, Russia has just made Ukraine even darker than it was before. It has less lights, less power. The power grids are more damaged than they were at the end of the year. Somebody out of England said that Russia has run out of these missiles, and they don't have anything left to fight with. Well, then Russia responded right after the first of the year with, I think it was 800 of these sophisticated missiles, and took out a bigger portion of the power grid in Ukraine. And now Zelensky is going out publicly and asking people to please help us. And Zelensky knows that if he should do anything to try to bring about peace in Ukraine, that there are forces within his own military that will assassinate him. So he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. But the thing is, he's so evil, this is normal. This is normal. You know, in the 40s, you had Adolf Hitler. Then in the 50s, you had Chairman Mao. And you had Pol Pot. And you had Idi Amin. And you had, well, that's just looking outside of the boundaries of this country, this nation. Who did you have in this nation that were Henry Kissinger, that loved war? The Clintons? But these people are considered to be sane or mad. But the Bible said that this would happen. The Bible said that the wicked would be allowed to do evil, would be allowed to do their wickedness, and that eventually the world would be turned over into the hands of the wicked. And why? Because the people of the world wouldn't pay attention, and they would actually enjoy being under the control of the wicked than people that were God-fearing. So, now, I'm going to go on to another article I was reading. You know, the Hezbollah leader, he was hospitalized, and this is out of Zero Hedge. The Hezbollah secretary, and the reason I want to go on to this is because this is very, very important. Because, I'll tell you why in a second. General Hassan Nasrallah is in a Beirut hospital, said to be in serious condition, setting off speculation and the fate of the future leadership of the powerful Lebanese Shia paramilitary group with ties to Iran. If you take somebody like this out of the picture, do you know who's coming in to fill the void? And let's say that let me finish. Israeli media claimed that Nasrallah suffered a stroke after an important Friday speech that he had to cancel. He's among the most powerful and prominent leaders in Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post stated Hezbollah officials are denying that a stroke hospitalized Nasrallah, instead saying it's a bad bout of the flu. Uh-oh. You know, I always talk about the flu. People get the flu all the time. The Clinton flu, the Bush flu, the flu around people that were around Obama. The reports came after Nasrallah canceled a planned Friday speech with the Lebanese terrorist organization, announced through its affiliated media that he had fallen ill with the influenza and was unable to speak well. Saudi journalist Hassan al-Gawi contradicted Hezbollah's statement, claiming that Nasrallah indeed suffered a second stroke instead of falling ill, as was reported. This led to reports that he's unconscious and in intensive care, but this is shot down by his son as untrue. Well, if it is true, then that means that he could have, this individual, probably exercised some restraint in military operations against Israel. Whoever's going to replace him, if this is true, that he's had a stroke, he can't function, he can't think, and it may be he'll pass away. If this is true, then whoever is going to replace him is going to have less control, less character. So we're going to see what's going to happen here. And with Benjamin Netanyahu, now the president of Israel, the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, this right now has Israel on alert. I guarantee it. Because I know that whenever there's a shift of power within Hezbollah, Hamas, any of these terrorist groups, whenever there is a change in leadership, generally things don't go well. Generally, whoever replaces these individuals, what do they call it with a gun that has a trigger that is really sensitive? A light trigger? I don't know the term. I can't remember it. Now, I had talked yesterday, for those that had listened, I talked about the world now is split in half. And you have a unipolar world and a multipolar world. You're not going to ever see a change internationally. Or as you look at things internationally, you're going to have to view them from the perspective either a unipolar world or a multipolar world. You can't view it any other way. Unless you have a third group or a third part of societies of the world that would want their own to break away from a multi or a unipolar world. If they did, it would have to be a religious. The only way you could separate yourself from multi and una is to have a religious polar world, which could happen and may be the future, because there is war coming to the world via religions of the world. Now, with a unipolar or a multipolar, you have everything that happens. You're going to see nations of the world either being forced to join America's unipolar world system, or the nations of the world bailing out of the petrodollar control network and the new World Bank, the IMF, International Settlements, Bank of International Settlements, away from the Davos thinkers, away from the Bilderbergers thinkers. Bilderbergers is kind of almost over. They're kind of obsolete. The nations of the world are either going to gravitate toward a multipolar, which would be freedom in their economies to work with the nations that will not necessarily be forced to work with the American Western nations, which would be the United States, the BRICS, not the BRICS, the Five Eyes, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and America. Those systems, these are Antichrist systems in the future. Antichrist will have a very heavy hand on these nations. Also, possibly to a great degree, Mexico, Central America, but not so much on Asia or Central Asia. Little by little, even the NATO nations will begin to try to distance themselves from the control network of the United States of America through the CIA, through finances, economy, economics, through the World Economic Forum digital system. And the world has shifted. The world has completely changed. Like, I'd read an article yesterday, and he phrased it at the end of the article better than I could phrase it. And what that is that we're not necessarily, if I can find that article quickly. Okay, here it is. Oh my gosh, I thought I had it right here. And I do have it. I have notes. Hey, this isn't a new Cold War as such. It's a new great game. The new great game is the globalists are making their move. They have to move to take over the world. If not, it will be a split world. The new great game. Rick Rodriguez will be back. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Dave from One Day Closer.
And this is Mark.
Tune in to our new show every Saturday, 2 to 4 on 1360 AM.
We are going to be the voice of reason, bringing hope and light in this dark world.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As the economy tightens, retailers are getting their products in front of thousands of new customers every month. The PE Gun Show is a whole family event featuring toys, craft items, food, survival and hunting accessories. Every show is loaded with potential buyers looking for your products. For table rental information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. The new 90,000-square-foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at the Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is the perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact peshows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's peshows.com, 970-663-9101.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? So, from a biblical point of view, the multipolar and unipolar world, the concept is in the scripture, is in the Bible. Nothing is left to chance in the time in which we live. The Lord Jesus, through his prophets in the Old Testament, through the apostles in the New Testament, and through the revelation that the apostle John had, nothing is left to chance. Everything is in the scripture. Now, a unipolar world, a multipolar world, is it in the Bible? Yes, it is. What is the unipolar world? The unipolar world simply is the coming system of Antichrist. It is the system that Antichrist will rule over in the West, in America, as the center, as the seat of his power. The multipolar world will be the other economic system in the world that must be in that will be in opposition to Antichrist system. Otherwise, in the scriptures you would have verses where Antichrist would rule the whole world, every nation, every continent, and every individual. Which is not what happens. He has control over a vast segment of the nations, but not all the nations. The multipolar world, which is really, I don't know, I guess I could almost say that it's a creation of the strategy of Vladimir Putin, because he knew, the Russians knew, even in the 70s, there had to be other systems in the world that would keep the nations from being controlled totally by America. Well, guess what? What other nation in the world, while China was growing economically, what other nation in the world had other vassal states all over the world? Like Cuba was one of Russia's allies. Cuba, Venezuela, many of the nations in South America, in Africa, in North Africa, in the Far East. So already there was two systems, the American system of the West and the Russians working with other nations, and Russia had to supply them during that time. Russia sent these nations military weapons, supplied them economically, did what they could do. So that system has always existed, but now it is made very clear. It is, it developed to the point where now everyone can understand it. Russia eventually was able to work with other nations, putting together an alternate society, an alternate system, a separate system than the coming Antichrist system. Many of you may not care much for the Bible. You may not be believers. You may not believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He even raised from the dead. It's okay. You can see right now, America has been on a move since the 60s, since the 50s, to take over the world. And Russia has always stood in the way. As backwards maybe as they would think Russia is, Russia was just making it. You back a wolf into the corner, look what's going to happen. It's going to become vicious. And Vladimir Putin, once he became president of Russia, he has been able to unify nations of the world economically in trade contracts, trade negotiations, treaties. He's been able to do that. So you have the World Economic Forum system put together by Klaus Schwab, tied into the other systems of the West through the Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society, the intention was to rule the whole world through that network of secret societies in the United States and in London. But the thing is, the Bible says it could not happen. Now, the Bible does say that Antichrist, using American weaponry and technology, will, you could say, send many of the nations of the world toward back a half a century, destroy the infrastructure, their water treatment plants, just interfere with the coming, with the nations that won't go along with the globalist objectives. All the world does not want to go into a satanic system of control ruled by people who are devil worshipers. Now, it's very best explained in Revelation chapter 13 about the Antichrist. Here we have an individual who will eventually be the devil himself within a man, living inside of an individual. And it says that Satan will give him his power, his seat, and great authority. Who gives it? Who gives him the power? The devil. Who gives him his seat? The devil. Who gives him great power, great authority? The devil. This is what is coming to the nations of the world. And the people in the Western world are oblivious to it. They don't understand it. They don't believe it. It's too hard to believe, but it's true. So we're witnessing two separate systems in the world that must be in place before Christ's return. One system, you know, China, Asian sisters, all the other nations separate from the powers of the West. I think if you're going to try to get out of America, you better try to get out now. I know that right now there's hardships in trying to get a second passport. And even if you do get a second passport, there are laws that are being put in place so that no matter where you go with your money, you're still going to be tied into the United States if you were born here. It's going to be difficult. And Christ said that it would be. That if He didn't return, no flesh would be saved. Now, I have to read an article here because this will help maybe drive the stake into the heart of the vampire deeper. Okay, there's a Thomas H. Lipscomb. He's the chairman for the Center for the Digital Future at USC Annenberg. It's a think tank. And his article is The Crucial Next 6 Months in Ukraine. What comes after it? He begins this way. There is no doubt now that Russia will defeat Ukraine and impose its terms. As Putin said a few weeks ago, it was a mistake to think he could not trust the West to come to a reasonable agreement, and he had no real choice but military defeat of its Ukrainian puppet. Military defeat of America's Ukrainian puppet. His shrewd Foreign Minister Lavrov pointed out that there is no point in discussions with the current American government. They have no understanding of war and even less of diplomacy. But how would the United States respond to it, to its dawning understanding that the years of the U.S.-NATO planning, the Ukraine proxy war that Angela Merkel recently revealed had not led to the collapse of Russian power and the overthrow of Putin, but to the destruction and partition of Ukraine and the exposure of the American and NATO military challenge is vastly inferior to its reputation. This was a fear Biden actually exposed in his White House meeting during the Zelensky visit before Christmas. But it's a total control of the media the United States NATO could keep. Through it, they could keep its populations learning of this catastrophe to Western power and pretensions for a considerable time. So in other words, America's getting stronger, we're winning, we're not being defeated. It's America in Ukraine against Russia. But it's kind of like, I'll give you an example. See, there's Joe Biden. Let's say that Joe Biden is a Ukraine, okay? And in the Ukraine, who's really the one waging war with Russia? It's America. Now, with Joe Biden, who's the one really running the White House? It's Barack Obama. You see the similarity there is an example. America is in Ukraine for war. Obama is running the White House, and we don't believe it. Rick Rodriguez.
Riley here from Saddle Up in Gilcrest, Colorado. We would like to invite you down to our small town store for all your holiday shopping. We have new and used saddles, horse tack, clothing, accessories, and more. We also offer gift certificates. We're located at 1003 Ash Street in Gilcrest, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. You can call us at 303-772-7821 or visit us online at saddleupcolorado.net.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Yeah.
It was at one time the United States was just the Hotel California, but now it's the whole world. The whole world, the Hotel California. Going on with the article, again, the new great game. This is what we're in, a new great game. And so you have this Thomas Lipscomb, the Center for Digital Future at USC Annenberg. It's a think tank. The crucial next 6 months in Ukraine. And again, he started out the article. No doubt now that Russia will defeat Ukraine and impose its terms. America, no matter what we have tried to do, you are fighting against the prophecies in the Bible. Ezekiel chapter 38, if you want to see Russia, go to Ezekiel 38, 39. Russia at the time before her destruction, when she becomes a great, great military, economic, diplomatic, political party, nation. So to become to fulfill Bible prophecy, she could not be great with all of the satellite nations in the old Soviet Union. She had to become great solo, alone. And that has happened. And right now, America is trying to change prophecy. America is not going to destroy Russia. America cannot destroy Russia. Ezekiel 38 and 39 says that God will destroy Russia when Russia with other nations invades or tries to attempt to invade Israel or will invade Israel in present-day Jordan. Present-day Jordan will become Israeli property very soon. And then when Russia comes, she will actually be coming to invade Israel because Jordan will be Israeli property. It will be Israeli real estate. You can't change prophecy. You can't do it. This is one thing in the Bible. This proves that the Bible is unique amongst all literature, anything ever written. It is unique because every prophecy that is stated in that Bible, it will be hidden for a while, but eventually those prophecies will be understood and none of them will be changed, not a one. There will be a coming Armageddon. The nations of the world cannot change it. The more they attempt to not bring about, to bring peace internationally, the more there will be war. You try to bring peace, there will be war. You try to stop something, it's like those little games where you take a maul or a hammer and you hit one thing and another one pops up. It's been so many years since I've played that game, I can't remember the name of it. You can't stop Bible prophecy. And Zelensky, this guy is just like Adolf Hitler. Zelensky is being used by God to fulfill prophecy, whether he knows it or not. And the Nazis in Nazi Germany were used to fulfill prophecy. Adolf Hitler was used to fulfill prophecy. Joe Biden is being used to fulfill prophecy. But the Bible says Joe Biden is not the real president of America. Donald Trump is still legally the president of this country. The only person that can replace Donald Trump is Barack Obama. You don't have to believe me, but I'm giving you something to think about and something to watch. You watch this year, Barack Obama, like what is it that comes out every spring to see if it's spring or winter or winter yet? What is that animal? I forget. I don't pay attention to stuff like that. I got too many other things that are much more important. Poughkeepsie Sam, or I can't think of it. But that gopher is going to come out. That gopher can't stay hidden anymore. He's going to come out. You're going to see him slowly start to strut out onto the scene once again. Like R.L. Manning, a Christian pastor in the East, used to call him the long-legged Mac Daddy. A black man calling another black man the long-legged Mac Daddy. You're going to watch him come out strutting. You watch. You don't have to believe me. But with this article, American military planning was once world class. But this guy is he loves his country. And he sees what's happening. And he's beside himself. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for the present truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, folks. As a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now, MyKind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries MyKind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. MyKind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Reasons to Own Gold, brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
I'll finish the article out of whatdoesitmean.com, January 2nd. So he goes on to say, it's a worn truism for centuries that logistics are the key to battlefield dominance. Did our current military planners somehow miss that? Look at Ukraine. It's a disaster. They can't get supplies there. The United States' current leadership are a bunch of total idiots, blinded by ideology, arrogance, and illusions of pursuing a rules-based global hegemony, an opportunity long past, as our performance in this proxy war shows. The United States may have won the Cold War, but it lost the peace. Its strategic thinking and its military is obsolete, and configuration of both forces and equipment is based on the assumptions from the past millennium. Now, the battle for a great global reset under a unipolar American hegemony has been lost as well. In other words, no, the United States will not rule the whole world. They attempted to, they didn't. The World Economic Forum is now about as relevant as the Holy Roman Empire. All they can continue to do is terrorize the increasing authoritarian states of the West with asinine policy proposals. So the World Economic Forum policies will be they will be implemented in the West, but not internationally. Now, he's almost done, but he says, the attempts to destroy Russia prodded it to a burst of brilliant diplomacy and leadership by Putin. This is true. The attempt to destroy Russia prodded it to a burst of brilliant diplomacy and leadership by Putin and his team that has quietly established what the rest of the world prefers, sovereignty and a multipolar world. This is what Vladimir Putin has accomplished. So, the rest of the world does prefer sovereignty and a multipolar world. So this is what Putin has done. And now the nations of the world have a choice to make. They're in a valley of decision. Either they're going to join with Antichrist West and his system, or they're going to do everything possible to bail back out, drift away, or catapult away from that system. And they're trying to do it. The World Economic Forum, the World Bank, all of these agencies are trying to strangle and are going to sanctions to the nations of the world that are going to try to avoid the petrodollar network. Sanctions are coming, but fortunately, they have a net. The net will be basically the BRICS network trading group, economic nations of Russia, China, Brazil, India, and South Africa. And right now, they're trying to isolate Brazil from that network, because Brazil is very important in South America. Brazil is the nation that, as it continues to thrive with this, working with these other nations, the other nations in South America, they'll see it, and eventually they'll gravitate and are already gravitating to that system. So this is what we are, what's happening already in 2023. Talk to you tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.